Monday, August 30, 2021, Dakota County Budget Hearing at 6 p.m.
This is the first time we've had to do this before, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never have had to do this before, so this is new.
Are we required to do the?
No.
Okay, I will call this meeting to order, budget hearing and budget summary for Dakota County for fiscal year 2021-22. Okay. There's nobody here, so do we just go over some basic? Yep. Looks, as you can see, the actual disbursements are on the bottom totals column. Actual disbursements for 1920, for 2021, and the proposed budget for 2021-22, and that is significantly higher, as you may note. That does include some unique funding that will maybe not all be dispersed in that year, but we want to have it in there just in case we do have opportunities to spend those budget dollars. The jail is in there, that $12 million. That's estimate, obviously, because we haven't got it. And then about four lines up from that on the bottom is the COVID-related money, the ARPA money, which we haven't gotten all of that yet, I don't believe, either. But anyway, it isn't. That's why it's significantly higher. However, if you look down at the bottom, which is probably the part that would be of interest to most taxpayers, is our property tax request only went up 0.27%, which is probably one of the smallest ever, wouldn't you say, John? Valuations went up 5%, and the tax rate will actually go down, and from 36.6511 to 34.348739. So from that perspective,
there's your road budget, Larry, up on the screen. Can you?
You want to get closer, Larry?
Yeah, real good.
Okay. This is our road foreman salary, our road and bridge.
I don't care about salaries. I'm just more concerned about equipment.
Operating cost.
New purchases. What I'm looking for.
Okay.
Equipment.
This is actually our capital outlay. We have one more payment paid in full on 1/15/23. So we have $11,547 for a pickup payment. We have a 2021 John Deere, which will be paid in full 1/15/26. So we have two payments of $65,000. Well, no, we have a payment of $65,000 on that, and then the 2017 John Deere, which is paid off in 9/15/22. So those two, so the greater payments are $118,617.57. I budgeted $65,000 for a new grader. I budgeted $50,000 for a dump truck, $15,000 for a used 3/4-ton pickup, $10,000 for a snow plow. So $270,165.36 for capital.
And one of those is going to be paid off this year for that one grader. 9/15/22, this coming year.
No.
Oh, that'll be next fiscal year. Yeah.
Well, I guess where I'm coming from, I think the money, the new purchases, I think the money can be spent more effectively on something that can do the work. Like I mentioned to you the other day, a vibratory sheet foot compactor, a plate compactor for the excavator or the rubber tire backhoe, a scarifier, and a pneumatic.
Let me write it down.
Pneumatic roller.
Okay.
And get rid of that asphalt roller we got over there in the yard that is worthless. When they go out to do patchwork, I could use a plate compactor. Because we never do nothing big enough to even work, but they do take it out there and they haul it out there and then they roll it down a little patch of asphalt.
Start over for me, Larry. I'm going to write it down.
What do you suggest? What are the
items? Well, I didn't say we got to buy it. We
no,
should
I'm
keep
just
going to
make note of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is how you get it, isn't you know?
A large 84-inch, well, that's about as large as we'd ever want, but a vibratory sheet foot compactor.
What?
A what?
Vibratory sheet foot
compactor. Laboratory?
No, a vibratory.
Vibratory.
Yeah, one of the things with the little feet on it.
So it goes along, compactor.
Drum on it, probably 84 inches or something to that effect. For building roads, if we're gonna continue to build roads and things of that nature. Scarifier for the front of, a scarifier for the lift kit on a motor grader. On the front of the motor grader, we don't have, we should have.
What does that do?
Don't even go out there and rip the road bed up before you bring a bunch of new dirt up on it, see?
Get fresh.
And it ties together, then you run the sheet for compactor and then it ties it together.
It's not, but okay.
So don't trap water in between the layers of fill that you put in there and down below, you know? It's just the way to do it, the right way.
So how much are these, those two items?
Well, that 84 inch, I would assume you're gonna get around $50,000.
Okay.
I mean, depending if you're lucky, we paid about, 20 years ago, we paid $31,000 or $33,000. With $1,200 on, like new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
What about that second item?
Which was it?
The scarifier.
Scarifier, I mean, you can buy them just like you buy a snowplow this year. I mean, I wouldn't be what a snowplow.
$10,000?
$10,000 would be the max.
Oh, really?
I would sure think, because ain't nothing to them. I don't know for positive, but I've never bought one, so I wouldn't have any idea. And the vibratory plate compactor, well, if you get one for the excavator, you could be talking $10,000. If you get one for the rubber tire, oh, probably $6,000. But they should have one for one or the other. But I'm not sure, and I was gonna look at it today, and I was out there to see if the hydraulics are on that excavator. Maybe it don't have the auxiliary hydraulics for it. So maybe
you could look first.
Yeah, and the rubber tire, though, I would hope they have it on there.
Yeah, anything else?
Well, you know, there's some question that box culvert just north of Hubbard ain't very often you do it, but that could be rented. I mean, it need a breaker to break the top out of it. Well, you can go rent that and put it on the Bobcat.
Could
rent what?
Well, I mean, it ain't worth putting down. You know, it'd be $500 for a week.
Could we rent one of those sheep compactor deals for a while until we maybe like next year's budget, and we put in next year's budget to buy one?
I suppose a guy could, but I guess if I saw a need for a pickup and a new motor grader, I guess I'd have different thoughts about it.
Are we thinking of building up lots of roads?
Well, I don't know. Probably not, the way we move.
It'd be just handy to have in some situations.
Is this called the same thing as the sheep's foot? It's a little different.
It's a sheep's foot. We've got one over there. They got to pull the tractor. But it's the clumsiest thing you ever, clumsiest, is you gotta have 20 acres to turn around in. You know, it ain't like, I'm talking about a self-propelled where you get on the thing and you ride the thing and then you spin around and head up back the other way.
Mm-hmm. So would these be used on current roads to maintain
No, for the most part it'd be new construction.
Rebuilding.
Like they did Wyvern down here, it should have been done that way. Of course, I got my feelings about that whole road. But and then up there, just did one up on 180th.
So you're talking something that gets paved?
No.
If
you're ever going to paint something, yeah. But we don't want to get into that part.
Right.
We're not qualified.
Yep. Don?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
So, and I guess, I don't know, it's probably other thing, but I should have wrote it down, but it's just, you know, whatever.
Well,
there's still time.
We can just keep,
but so there's things that they don't have.
Do you think you need this more than you need the dump truck?
No, the dump truck.
No, I have a dump truck.
Okay.
We'd use that more. And we
maybe
just
more than a new motor grader?
Well, I don't know why we ain't got nothing broke down out there, as far as I know.
I don't know either.
We got one old one there, it's 08. It's probably got 13,000 hours on it, I think. Yeah. But it seems to run every day. I mean, it's not in the shop like the rest of them.
That new grader on there, that's a 65,000. Is that a payment or is that
that's a payment?
That's a single payment. Thinking that, you know, by the time we do a lease purchase, we'll have one payment in this budget year yet.
200. Yeah, you'd be looking at 250, 280.
Right.
Yeah, a trade deal. But I don't know. The thing that bothers me is you can have buy them brand new. You can buy 5 or 7 brand new motor graders a year, and if they ain't out doing the work, what's the point in having them?
Right.
They just depreciate. But the necessity is the dump truck with a plow on. That's right at this moment. And I mean, it should have a sander on it, because too often I've seen that little truck we've got now, you'll catch North Bluff, and then it heads down to South Soon. There's probably 20 miles of paved roads down there it's got to cover. And then Homerick sits down there with no attendance at all, or no attention at all until 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, on icy mornings, it's a bad deal, you know. And I mean, it ain't that big a deal to have a, well, it is a $50,000 deal by the time, you know, you had a sander, you throw another 30 in there, but that's a 80, probably, you know. And I haven't done a lot of research recently on these dump trucks that you didn't work for that, but you can't buy a new one. I'd be like $250,000. Well, 200. Well, with a plow on the sander, probably.
I think the last one was about 300, wasn't it? The last one we bought.
Last
year.
Yeah,
grader.
It was expensive.
Oh, motor grader, yeah.
Just talking about dump truck now.
Oh, dump truck, okay.
Yeah,
dump truck. Sorry.
You'd be getting up there, really. At least 150. It's just a cab and chassis is going to cost you 90, 100.
Okay.
And you put a box on, you've got another 30 invested in it.
Mm-hmm. You have a 05 Caterpillar
even? Do we still have an 05?
That's what it looks like.
Well, we do. That's how, I thought it was an 08, but that's that one that covers us in west of South Sioux area.
E6, or
wherever. Yeah, I wouldn't know about that. You know. But I just didn't, and as far as that pickup, you could throw that thing out and get that out of there and put something in there and do the county some good.
What's Brent's thoughts on?
Well, I talked to him a little bit the other day about a sheep flipping factor, and he said, yeah, he's that piece of junk we got right now, you take a mile, and I knew that. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. Then you got to have in the past, we've had a $250,000 tractor pulling around. Well, it ain't bad because at least it's only $6,000 or $7,000 a year, it depends. But if, for example, you was to damage the thing, you know, run into the hood on the thing, it might cost you $2,000 to $5,000 to fix it. You know, you're better off a guy had his own little tractor. The thing we got, I guess, is the way I understand, the one we had that was down to Homer for years, sat there forever, it is too small. I mean, it'd be good for pulling a drag or a...
Or you want to add that to your list?
Well, a little tractor. I don't want to get carried away here and spend so much, too much money.
Well, yeah, but the grader's $250,000.
You know, I understand. It's more. I mean, it depends on what they get for a trade. We could get a $300,000. Especially if we put on a new plow like we did the last time. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a new wing, I'm not sure about that, but why we need a new plow when they only use it once or twice a year? You know, and I would assume that was probably $20,000, that attachment. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with it, but.
So the tractor's just a regular tractor?
Yes, yeah, from the farm tractor,
just a regular
but
tractor.
Something, but they're not cheap either. I mean, mm-hmm. You still stick, even them things they tell me, from what I know about you, you know, get a decent size 90 horsepower or something like that, you're talking about, I don't know, I've heard 50,000, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
And they're all computer now.
Well, no, this would be an old clunker. This would be an old clunker with a cab on it, so the guys would go out and mow the road ditch over there by the shop.
Old 4010 or something?
Yeah, something like
that. The sheet compactor and that other thing, the scat, whatever it's scat.
Scarifier.
How does that get pulled? I mean, does
that's right on the front. It goes on the same place as your V plow on the front of the motor.
On the road, okay. On the, okay.
It passes, right? You
right
just
there.
Go hook
okay.
up to it. And
so you don't need a tractor to pull those?
No.
Or the, okay.
No.
Okay.
No, but for the disc, and the mower,
okay.
You know,
then you do
and
need
that's
a tractor.
Another thing. The
yeah.
disc is something they've, I've mm-hmm. seen them use it when they had that $250,000 tractor leased. You know, I've seen them pull the disc to chop the grass up and stuff. You know, when they're building up the road.
No, maybe we need to get some estimates on those and
Well, that's the problem, I don't know where to go. I mean, I could go, you would go to a dealer, you're gonna pay more, but you might accidentally not, you might get something that's not gonna break down then before you get it home.
Is there something on the state yards?
No, we're gonna stay away from them guys. Oh, they're the worst. I mean, I'm serious. Anything that got junk, it needs to go to Garvin's or.
It's got a few miles on it.
Oh, yeah, they know when it's time to get rid of them. Look at that truck we got right now.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time in the shop, a lot of money.
Maybe the mechanic that looked at it wasn't certified.
Well, I don't know. I mean, anytime, I went to two of those state sales and never went back, you know.
Okay.
Are there any other? So those items, would you kind of price them out and figure out if they might fit in the budget?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, if you put in for $60,000 for a payment on a motor grader, I don't know if you can change it. I'm not savvy on that in that area.
You can't.
Purchase something else instead?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, I've not heard any complaints about anything that ain't running. I mean, or even getting in dire need of being replaced. Even that old Caterpillar, that thing, I mean, it's out there working. And it's got, gets a lot less attention from Caterpillar. It's the newer stuff. It's just like Byro's. We just paid, his is a 5-year-old machine, just out of warranty. We were in warranty and they did $5,000-$7,000 to it, worth of money, work to it. And then about like 3 months later, out of warranty, we did some more, like $5,000. Do you know anything about that?
It's his
motor grader. I mean, I don't know what the story is and what the problem is, you know. At first, they gave us a loaner, which is fine. It's kind of typical. But then the next time, it didn't. You know, well, I think we paid for the loaner, plus repairs.
Well, that was when we were trying to get those Verizon things in there.
Yeah,
that was right, because it's in the shop. I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, like I said, that old motor grader is still hammering away. It's newer than some out there. They got them on Knife River's, got them out there working the same age, vintage. And they're out there working on the interstate. So I mean, it ain't like just because they got some years on them. I mean, and that was the one Byroad had in Homer before they traded 5 years ago. And it came up on South Sioux end up here. But it only had like, in 5 years, it like only had like 2,000 hours on it, see? But now I think it's got up to about 13.
So are there any other budgets we should be kind of looking at and getting some?
Well, I could care less about anything but other than the road department.
I'm just thinking anybody else or, you know, Don, I don't know if you have some questions about any other budgets or accounts or levies or I mean, I don't know, any other departments that we.
And the
facility,
the jail deal, though, I mean, that is not set in stone yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we do want to spend it, you got to have it in here.
Right.
It's budget authority. It's not spent. It's budget authority.
Even that COVID stuff, we don't have to spend that for 4 years, but just in case some project came up.
Well, is there any place we can spend it?
It's actually here.
Oh, is it all here now, Tom?
Half of it is
okay.
Here. So I had to, you know, I'm supposedly we could qualify to get the other half. So, you know.
Did we get the final?
It's better than amending the budget.
Right.
Because that costs money and hearings and advertising.
Did we get the final stipulations on spending?
NACO has hired a firm to help us.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful news. They are.
Right.
They will help us write the grants. They will tell us if our project is okay or not okay. I'm not exactly sure how it works. We have the money in our bank, but do we still have to have a qualifying project to spend it? And if we don't have a qualifying project to spend it, they're going to ask us to send it back.
Right.
Yeah. So I think
but
we need to get NACO's blessing.
A while.
Yeah.
Even if we can sit on it for a while, right? We have until
December of 24.
24, we have to have our projects designated. Mm-hmm. So that's not very far out. By the time you're, you know, thinking of how to use it, and then you need to write your, this is, you have to they're asking you to budget out that 5 years and how you're going to use it, and you've got to sell it and get your bids and get, you know.
But NACO, they're still in the works of what?
The final ruling is done. I haven't heard, I think it's, yeah. And we're ready to go. People probably have projects out there already.
The guidelines are all of them fine-tuned. Okay, that's good.
But we got to come up with projects.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm, we do.
And that's not easy.
Option.
Yeah, yeah, right. There's no point coming up with 100 or 10 projects if only one or none can buy. Or
So that's probably one thing we need to do is maybe come up with a committee or talk to NACO. Maybe they'll have a meeting on
well, how soon can we find out what would qualify?
We think that HVAC upgrade in the jail will qualify.
Yeah.
Just because it's air quality and for inmates in an enclosed area.
And that was like $300,000 for that.
Yeah, $250,000. So I asked Jared to get, you know, some more bids on that. He wasn't even sure if he could because these people are tied to the computer system, and it's, what do they call it when it's, no one else can see. I've lost the word.
Top security.
What?
Top security.
Well, no.
Well, anyway, we need
we need to come up with some ideas.
When the specs to meet it are private, you know, when it's, I can't think of the word.
They won't get out. They won't give out the information to be able to bid it on.
Right.
To bid it.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that they're finalized, we probably should kind of read through them and get some, at least a list of things that we can start vetting a little bit and gaining some.
We don't know if any of the road department would have qualified for the money.
Don and I are going to work this week, hopefully, to get, they have asked us to show a revenue loss. So they've given us some steps to do that. This is the reports that you need to run, and then these are reports are going to show if we had a revenue loss. That's one of the things they're requiring is a revenue loss, and it's tied to COVID. We have a couple of fire departments that have asked for some smaller equipment, like a gurney that lifts easier or something like that, and NMTC, maybe some broadband help for some homes without internet. That's one of the legitimate uses that they're saying, if there's homes out there without internet, because all the kids that had to stay out of school, that would be nice to get all of the people on internet. So broadband was a big push.
Broadband daycare and like tourism type things.
Things that were truly affected by the COVID then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So as far as the road culvert, I mean, it's out.
I think so. I just, you know, and I keep hearing of paving to the new golf course.
And paving to the lake.
South Bluff Road.
Yeah.
And paving to the lake is more of a fit because of the loss of revenue. If you could tie that to the tourism,
because they shut down.
Because they shut down
for a while.
But
the golf course wasn't even in existence, but it still isn't in existence technically, so it's hard to show that it was impacted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The only thing you can say about a golf course is there'd be plenty of fresh air out there on that hill. Really, if you think about it.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Well,
if we can
get, stay 6 foot apart.
Six foot apart.
Well, your caddy, he might be in trouble. You might get your disease or something.
Yeah. Share those golf clubs.
Well, if we can get a road to the lake, then maybe they can figure out another way to get it from the lake to the golf course, the local landowners over there.
Yeah.
Has that ever been looked at seriously? Getting off cross country to the...
It's cross country. It's not that far because I kind of scoped it out. Yeah, that's where we used to live, and you know, we had scoped out how far we were going to be from the lake on a bird's eye. You know, and it's probably a mile and a half if you could go cross-country, but you got to wind around.
It's a windy hill.
Yeah, it's really hilly.
To where?
The golf course.
To go from the lake to the golf course. Oh. You know, you think about Ponca State Park and how they have that golf course right adjacent to it. Yeah, and it's going to be a spendy golf course, too. Expensive to golf there, I think. 75. But it is going to be open to the public, so maybe a destination.
That could be part of the tourism. Mm-hmm. If they have tourism, you know, they want to promote tourism, but it's hard to show a loss for that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that takes care of the COVID money.
Yeah, right away.
Even that.
It would.
From
the
highway.
It would take it all.
Highway.
What do I tell Homer? They want a new sewer system.
Are they? Well, we kind of put together an application, so I would,
That's good.
They need to ask, and we need to give them an application to sell their idea, you know, to the committee.
Okay.
And I think it'd be nice if each of our little communities, you know, Homer, Hubbard, Jackson, Dakota City, all put, you know, it'd be nice to do something for each community, I think, if we could figure out a way to do that, you know.
Even if it's a partial loan or a partial or not a loan, but a partial help, you know, so if we're allowed to do that.
I mean, I think, what's his name? Not the mayor. Lance. Didn't he have he had a whole list of things, but it was more related to, I can't remember what his list had on it. It was more South Sioux related projects, wasn't it?
Water and
water
sewer
treatment plant.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. Yeah. They're putting all their money in that one basket.
I don't see how that. I can see if they. I don't know how they can do it. Maybe I don't know anything about it, but I mean, it looks to me like if they had the cost of materials and things went up because of it, I can understand that. But because of the COVID.
Materials of what?
For the build a sewer plant.
Oh, so, okay.
You know, material costs, if they went up 50%, you know.
Why are they pushing water treatment and water sewer lines? I don't know.
Because the city's
going to shut them. Dumped them,
I know, but why is the ARPA money pushing that? I mean, that's one of the big projects that they're throwing out there.
And to me, that doesn't fit into the tourism, daycare, broadband, all those things that were COVID impacted. I don't know how that went.
Unless it falls under that big economic development.
Infrastructure is a whole different pot of money, isn't it? The infrastructure, that would be where that would go, I would think. Which we haven't heard much about that one.
But.
Well, for this budget, I guess that's probably one of the next steps we need to do is probably start really digging into how we can spend that money and then do some good research and communication with our constituents. And
so maybe, Joan, would it be a good idea to put it on the agenda, each agenda, if there's any ideas, end or something like that, to just mention.
Yep. And that would under we're comments.
So if anybody gets any things, and we can start a list of potential.
And if people see it on there, maybe they'll.
Right.
They'll start thinking about it.
Have you been approached by Homer? Village of Homer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More than once.
What's it? It's their sewer system? Water system.
I think it's their sewer system.
Sewer system. I know Jackson's using their.
$477,000
or something. Wow. Jackson's using their COVID money to new well because we've had a lot of well issues and a lot of, you know, well would run dry. We'll have to boil our water for 2 days and then 6 months
it
later.
It went dry?
So Homer,
Easter,
so Homer got some
and about in October
COVID
and about
money
a month
too?
Ago again.
They wouldn't elaborate.
Well, Jackson got it. Then.
Homer got some too. Then.
Yeah,
you know they did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much Jackson got, but that's their. It didn't go dry. It just the pump.
Okay. So
the
one of the
dry.
Things that happened on Friday is Christy made two revisions. The Pender Hospital probably is. They told us had to be tax exempt. Subdivision of the state. We did not get the letter sent in a timely manner. And the Ho-Chunk lot that was TIFFed they could retroactively put it back to 2019. So 1.5 million in value went into the TIF, and the 685 Penderhoff building went into the TIF. So Friday I'm changing all my budget documents because our value went from 1,985 to 1,983. And it affected our levy a little bit. It stayed at 34, but we were at 34.4, and now we're at 34.8. So it affected us a little bit. And then Emerson got affected quite a bit because that was a big chunk that was in their value.
So they lost that out of there.
Yeah. And then it affected the Ag and Historical Society. So we have to certify their levy allocation by September 1st. I asked them that they would agree to let us do it at September 7th. If not, we might have to have a really quick emergency meeting tomorrow and just pass those two amended agendas because the value changed, their levy changed, their tax request didn't change. So I might clarify that with the state auditor. Since we approved their tax request, it's just the levy. I'll double check, but it does say levy allocation. So I'm thinking that we have to quick. We can maybe even do it by phone.
And can we do it right now or no? Probably not.
We didn't call an emergency meeting.
Okay.
For me tomorrow, I probably have to by phone.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm pretty sure that. Mm-hmm. Those new COVID rules allow us to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's the new.
And
that's what you just said.
Emergency meeting allows you to do it. I think by phone also, just so we have three. Mm-hmm. The Ag and Historical. I'll talk to Dennis and Cherie was fine with it, so mm-hmm. I'll just talk to Dennis Reiner. And
so their budget.
It's thousands of a percent of their levy got changed. It probably amounts to less than $100.
So their dollar amount didn't change.
Their tax request will still get their same tax request.
The same amount of money.
They're just going to have to levy just a tad bit more money.
Okay.
Because they got pulled, their
got impacted by
levy this. Is valued from the general county levy. So it went down.
Smidge.
Yep, just went down a smidge. Mm-hmm. So it's.
That's the ones that you have on your desk. The red print on them.
Yeah, and Brian Allinger is probably going to be here at the next meeting. Inventories should be in. I'll contact Bart Gotch again. He said he was going to come and let us know what the budget was for the Visitors Bureau. I'd be interesting to hear mm-hmm. how much has been down, what they lost, what they think they're going to do. And then we approve the budget. We'll approve the budget. Because we had the budget hearing now, and we'll be allowed to approve the budget, and then have a hearing for the tax request, which is this bottom part here. We'll actually set that levy then. Is that our? And then we also have a Board of Equalization meeting for a few little items. We have a people want motor vehicle tax exempt, 157.
You know, if some of this commercial property around here were to get valued and taxed like it should be, it might pick up the difference over that happened over Emerson too. Now it ain't gonna happen that fast, but down the road, like a year from now.
Well, she's gotta use 3 years. Are you saying there's stuff that's out there that's not valued?
Like the ethanol plant should come on.
And then, that deal right over there to Hubbard was less than $5,000 in taxes paid. It should be a lot more than that, you know. And I don't know what.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I don't know. And just like over here to Heavy Metal with the truck wash in the sawmill, that property there was sold for big dollars. And then that cornfield there to the east of it, I mean, the valuation, I don't know where it's at per acre. But that land was bought and sold.
So they should be
$7,000 or $8,000 an acre, and today with that new paving in there, Sawmill Road paved, it should be worth at least $10,000 or assessed at $10,000 an acre.
Yeah.
So those, we should see some bumps in those.
Well, that'd be the minimum, I mean, really. Because I think he's wanting, well, last I talked to the guy, he's wanting $20,000 an acre.
Okay. Well, we need to put a bug in Christie's ear and.
Yeah.
Go out day one Auto Parts and see how much concrete they poured. A1 Auto Parts out there in Dixon Path.
Oh, did they?
Oh, did they?
That's probably another place. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know nothing about Barclay's business down there south of Homer on Waggle Creek, you know. That's a pretty nice complex there. Mm-hmm. It's a commercial site. Mm-hmm. It's all commercial. I don't know. I mean, if it's being assessed like what the Lux's is over to Hubbard, I mean, my golly.
How does who decides if it's commercial or?
Well, it's pretty easy.
Planning and zoning?
I don't know.
Oh, Chrissy, where does planning and zoning come into play on this then? Do they?
Well, she needs to value. I'm sure it's commercial. It has to be commercial, right?
You sure think so? I don't see any corn growing out
there. It don't have to be.
It don't have to be commercial?
It doesn't mean it is. I mean, let's put it that
way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's certain things. I don't know how they do that.
They're all laid out.
Are they?
By state statute.
Okay.
You know.
How would they classify?
How and, yeah, size and what they should be.
Uh-huh.
And it's a.
So the state does it, or?
Well, they don't do it, but there's.
Rules.
Those flyovers should, I would think, help a lot, don't you think?
Well, you sure think so. I mean, when you got a dozen or 15, 20 trucks sitting around with loads on them, commercial property.
That right here?
Not far from where you're at.
No.
That's Fiddler Creek.
It's actually.
On one on.
Go down.
Go down.
Yep.
Right around the corner here.
Right there.
Right there.
Two zero one four nine.
I mean, they might pay a fair share. I don't have any idea, but it's a pretty nice place.
How would you want to tell the difference between ag and commercial, though?
Well,
it's ag.
It's ag, right here. The property class is ag.
I was going to say, because isn't
it? For 119, so we're not.
Oh, this isn't up to date.
That can't be. Well,
2021.
That's how much that's valued for?
No. $119?
That's the tax, right? Or is
no,
that?
No, that's. Land is $10,000.
That's the value.
That's the taxes, right?
No, that's the building. That's the building.
Assessed value.
Building's $100.
Taxes are $890.
That's too cheap. That sounds really low. Maybe not.
Minimum. Yeah.
Maybe $850.
I mean, that's a beautiful place.
How do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. I just drive by there all the time, and I think to myself, boy, I'd like to have that nice thing. Matter of fact, they got office space upstairs.
How did
And I had an old tin building over there, 30 by 40.
That's like highway.
And they was charging me for an office space in there.
The right
I didn't have no heat, no insulation, no water, no lights.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
I'm wondering if this has been added on about two or three times.
Yeah, it has been. Started out just like one building, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then there's, see the other building with the roof's darker on the right side? That was added on too, and that's
right
all concreted in and all finished and everything.
Okay,
we just spent $80,000 on the road in front of the place last year.
I think we did some paving in there, didn't we?
$86,000 or $84,000 That overlay there. Well, we tore a car out, but it was no good. It was nothing there.
No wonder some people think they're getting picked on in this county.
So what's the total tax in land and building?
$119,000
Value. Taxes are $1,000.
$890.
Shit, my old 48-year-old house, I'm paying 28 or 29, or is it up to 32 now? It goes up every year.
Okay, that definitely needs to be looked at. Okay.
It is just one of the things I don't understand. I mean, I've often wondered, you know, I thought maybe they was paying $20,000-$30,000 in taxes a year, you know?
But how would one know, though, if, I mean... A farm building from a commercial building, though. I mean, really, how would you know?
You just look at all the commercial plates on the semis when you go by.
Oh, okay. I guess I was wondering, do they have to register it as such and such business or not?
No,
there's no requirement to do anything like that.
They just put up the building
and start doing it.
Just go from there.
Okay.
Where do you keep those? There's always
do you think that this is that way because of replaced by Hubbard that's that way? I mean, are we talking, I mean...
I don't know. Well, then you go here to that.
Well, you don't have it up, Sylvia, because I don't know what it, is that a new place?
Where?
That what we were just looking at?
Oh, no, it's been there probably 10, 15 years.
So I wonder what the value is or when they looked at it.
The cycle, yeah.
Yeah, they might have looked at it just when that one building...
Maybe when they just built the first building, the last time looked at it.
I would bet there's probably numerous of those around.
Probably more than you'd ever believe.
Who was it? Somebody was concerned about the one that's up by the railroad off 110. It was going to be a hay building, and then there's a lot of trucks around it, but not much hay.
It's really, you're right. It's a commercial, I don't care what they call it, but it's a commercial operation.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They'll have a load of hay there, and they'll park it there, like he's in the hay business, but he's got tankers and other flatbeds there doing other things, and you'll see him pull in there with a load of, like, maybe manure spreaders on it or something, you know?
That's personal property they should pick up, right?
I don't know, but I have had calls about that because it...
And rightfully so. I mean, it's a commercial operation in the ag area, and it wasn't really zoned ag. Commercial. It should have never been, actually.
Maybe we need to talk to Christy about that process, because I don't understand it either, how it... You know, there was those ones along the railroad tracks on the way to Dakota, between Dakota City and Homer that were... The planning and zoning group was looking at those, so I assume maybe planning and zoning had something to do with it, but maybe not.
They did. They asked for a special permit to go commercial versus, this is ag.
Variance is what they call it.
Yeah,
But there's, in my opinion, too much of that.
Neighborhood 2.
Has it been, what's it been lately, Joan, or the last few years? I think it's farther down, it's got other values.
Do we call our, is there a certain time we call this public hearing?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, it's done? Okay. And? Now we can just visit. All right.
I thought we were.
6:42. Well, I didn't know for sure if there was...